All right, well, we're getting ready to take on the two-time NFC champs, so it'll be a good game. They're very physical, fast on defense. Offensively, they got obviously a heck of a running game. Quarterback's good. Baldwin's really a good player. So we're looking forward to playing good. Questions?
When you see me look at Darrell Bevell, what jumps out at you as a coordinator, play caller, organizer?
I think he does a really good job with the personnel groups, the formations out of them, the difference from week to week. They do a lot of different things. They're unpredictable in their calls, so that makes it tougher.
You've been outside and inside for practice this week. Can you tell how a team practices and how they're going to play on Sunday? Is that an easy or difficult thing to assess?
Usually when you practice good, you play good, but it's not always the case. We usually practice pretty good. You know, like going into the San Francisco game, I thought we practiced well and we didn't play very good. So, you know, it's just a weak proposition. Makes coaches nervous, more nervous. And then sometimes we've not practiced as good and we played good, so.
What kind of luxury is it, if that's the right word to use, when you have a guy like Tom Johnson who can come off the bench and start and you often don't miss a beat just plugging him in?
Yeah, well, Tom, Tom's a good player. He's a veteran guy. He's smart. He knows the system that we're trying to run. He knows what we're trying to get accomplished. But it's always good to have multiple guys and have good depth at really all the positions.
Did you know much about him beforehand? I mean, I know George Payton has done a lot with guys that were in the CFL, but I mean, did you see him much before they brought him in?
I watched him on tape when he was in New Orleans. That's about it.
What are you seeing from Russell Wilson and just, I mean, I guess how his game is evolving here over, as the season has gone along?
Well, he's done, you know, obviously the scrambling ability and the mobility he has in and out of the pocket, and then the vision that he has. Is really good, but he's throwing, he throws the deep ball really well. You got to be careful because he'll run a lot of boots on you. You know, he'll slip it out the backside. But I think he's getting the ball out quicker now, and so all those things. He's doing a really good job.
What do you see as the difference between Rawls and Marshawn Lynch and their styles, and do they approach things differently?
Their styles are similar. This kid's got good feet. Actually, somebody called me last night and that had played him and said, this kid's really, he's got good speed. He said, don't underestimate this back now. He's really good. So we're not planning on doing that.
When you have a game that ends the way the Packer game did last night, do you use that as any kind of teaching tool or anything, a high-profile situation like that, with the way the Hail Mary ends, or do you even say anything to your players?
I don't say anything to players, but there's been other situations that I've pulled up on tape and showed the players and try to use as many teaching situations as we can, and it's always better to use someone else's than yours.
Do you watch a game like that as a fan at all? I mean, obviously Viking fans were disappointed in the outcome, or are you just totally focused on, you don't care what anyone else does, I only care what we do?
Actually, I was watching my iPad last night, and I had the game on in the background, but there's nothing I can do about it. I just try to coach his team the best I can.
Like, how are their tight ends? I think Luke Wilson and whoever their third guy is now is their second guy. I mean, what do you see when you look at that now that Graham's going?
Well, I think, Luke Wilson has made some really big catches. He's a good blocker. They don't split him out as much as they did with Graham. But he does a nice job. They just signed Chase Kaufman, who was actually, we drafted him when I was in Cincinnati, so I know a little bit about him.
Luke looks pretty fast. I mean,
he is fast.
Big he is. But.
Yeah, he's got good size and he's fast. He's, I'll say he's in the low 4.6s.
Is this one of the better tests for your offensive tackles, just given Averill?
Really, for the whole front. They're very active. Have a lot of movement. Bennett lines up all over the place. Averill's got quickness and speed. The other guy, 51, is He's the kid from West Virginia they took in the first round. He's got big time speed coming off the edge. Kind of plays outside linebacker, but drops down into there. And then their linebackers are active too, so they'll do a lot of five man pressures, play man to man. They'll do a lot of stuff on third downs, especially.
Mike Jarrett Wright's a guy you guys have gone to on third down to help extend drive. How has he earned your trust and Teddy's trust in those situations?
Well, Jarius works extremely hard. He, you know, he's made plays when opportunities presented himself to him. So I think, and last year he did a good job. So I think it's just a continuation of where he was a year ago.
Do you like the way this thing's played? All the wide receivers, where a lot of different guys have caught balls, and Rudolph's caught balls.
Yeah, I think it's more difficult on the defense when, you know, you got different guys. It's not, you're not throwing to one guy all the time. You know, defensively, you know, you always try to take that guy out if you can, and having Adrian in the backfield and throwing with a bunch of different guys, I think it makes it tougher.
Do you go into this with almost one plan sort of on the passing attack if Sherman is on Diggs full time or not, or if he just plays sides?
Yeah, we have a couple. Well, you know, what you always do is you look and see if guys, you know, guys are following guys, and then you find out, then you have the plan that if they are following, how you go about, you know, attacking that. And then, but you always start out and try and figure out how it's going at the beginning of the ball game.
Any
big flock of geese up there.
Shotgun up. Any, do you feel like there's any more inspiration for the players going against a team that's been in the Super Bowl the last 2 years and just trying to prove themselves and take the next step?
I don't know. We haven't talked about it all that much this week, but, you know, I know when I was in Dallas, you know, most teams always pretty much gave it their best shot each week. You know, you always wanted to get your best shot. So hopefully we'll give them our best shot. Good? All right. Thank you.